You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm David Watts Barton. Every Thursday, we offer a little sound advice, samples of some new recordings that you might find interesting. And this week, our theater critic, Jeff Hudson, has brought in some clips he wants to play for us. Welcome back to Insight.
Always good to be here, David.
Pleasure. What have you got?
Well, let's start out with bass baritone Eric Owens. He is going to be at the Mondavi Center on Friday night, and he is coming straight from the Metropolitan Opera. He has been singing the role of Alberic the Dwarf in their cycle of the Wagner's Ring operas. Mm. And what can I say? Eric is 6 feet tall. He's not exactly a skinny guy, so playing a dwarf is a little out of the usual range for him. You may know him from San Francisco Opera. He played the one of the generals in Dr. Atomic. And he will be singing, when he's at Mondavi, he will be singing German Lieder and French art songs and that kind of thing. So let's get a little sample of Eric singing some Schubert.
Yeah, not doesn't sound like it would be coming out of a short person.
Well, and he usually sings the roles of like kings and generals, yeah. And you know, I mean, he's a bass. You know, he doesn't come out and sing the tenor lover boy stuff. He does the serious stuff.
It sounds very it's very rapid fire.
Yeah, and he has just really a absolutely fabulous voice. I mean, he is in huge demand at the Metropolitan Opera and at the San Francisco Opera. He'll be in San Francisco Opera in the fall, singing in a Bellini opera. He's really going places. As a bass baritone right now. So good chance to hear this guy.
Is it unusual for a bass baritone to be singing something so rapid fire? Because I can't imagine what that looks like on the page.
Yeah, no, they have pieces like that where he'll really belt it out like that for a while. Next up, we've got some music from clarinetist David Schifrin. He is with the Modesto Symphony this weekend on the 17th and the 18th. I heard Schifrin back in the 80s when he was a dark-haired guy and I was a dark-haired skinny guy. What can I say? David is now a little bit of a silver fox, and I'm kind of trending off in that direction myself. He's going to be playing the Copland Clarinet Concerto with the Modesto Symphony, and he teaches at one of the big universities back east. He's really one of the top clarinetists, so let's hear a sample of him playing from the Copland Clarinet Concerto.
Very lyrical.
Yeah, and it was originally written by Copland for Benny Goodman. And then, of course, you know, Benny is no longer with us to play it today. So Schifrin is really one of the sought-after clarinet guys. I mean, there's a couple of them out there, but he would be way up on the high end of the list of, you know, go-to guys for a clarinet soloist.
And that's a familiar surname. Is there any relation to the composer, Lalo Schifrin?
No, he spells it S-H. Not SCH, so he's no relation to Lalo.
Okay.
But he's well worth hearing, and like I said, he'll be at the Modesto Symphony at the Gallo Center on the 17th and 18th.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We also have two chances to hear Franz Liszt's piano music. Last year, if memory serves, was the 200th anniversary of the birth of Franz Liszt. And for some reason, we're getting the concerts that go with that this year. So on Wednesday, the 22nd next week, three stages in Folsom is having Jeffrey Siegel in. And he does what is called a keyboard conversations thing.
Right. We had him on the show a few weeks ago.
Right, right. He does what he calls concerts with commentary. And so he will play the music, but he also sits at the piano bench and talks about it for part of the time. And he does not work from a prepared script or stand at a lectern. It's very much a conversational type of thing. So I talked to him a couple of months ago and got him talking about Liszt. So let's hear a sample of Jeffrey Siegel talking about Liszt.
Great.
Liszt is the most misunderstood and unjustly underestimated of all the great composers. He's also one of the most inspired 19th century romantic composers. And every work on that program has been inspired by love, either, if you will, general love, the fulfillment and joy of romantic love, works like Liebestraum, which will be on the program, works inspired by specific women in Liszt's love life, where the music would not be the same had he not had the relationship with these women.
He was a very busy man.
He was a busy man, yes, indeed.
Liszt was a bit of a rock star, too. In fact, as I recall, Roger Daltrey played him in Listomania back in the 70s.
Well, you know, Franz Liszt was one of those guys that when he would do one of his piano recitals, ladies would take off garments and throw them at him up there on the stage. I mean, this behavior predates rock and roll completely.
Yes, and something you see at the Community Center Theater very often.
Well, yeah, it's anyway. Okay. So Jeffrey Siegel came up. He used to be a soloist with the New York Philharmonic when a certain guy named Bernstein was their conductor in the 60s. You know, Jeffrey's been around a long time and knows the music really well. And these keyboard conversations are really what he does. He tours. He's doing four of them this year at three stages, I believe. This is the third of the four. But he also does them at the Gallo Center in Modesto. And so this is what he does. Now, let's hear some music of Liszt. This is pianist Garrick Olson, who's coming to the Mondavi with an all-Liszt program on Friday, March the 9th, and this is from that sonata in B minor that pianists dread to tread up on because it's so difficult.
Getting a little sound advice from Jeff Hudson today. That's Garrick Olson. Now, with the caveat that all classical piano playing sounds difficult, that does sound particularly like sounds like about four hands going on the
keyboard. Right. Franz Liszt just basically reorganized the whole idea of what you could do in a piano recital. I mean, he came along and it was never the same after. And all these years later, people are still talking about what he did and how he did it. And he's just one of those huge, enormous, colorful personalities, you know, both in terms of what he wrote, how he played it, and of course, all the lady friends he had along the way. I mean, it all kind of comes in one big package.
And was it the speed of his playing or obviously complexity, but I mean, it really does sound like the hands are crossing going up and down the keyboard.
It's the bravura thing, you know? I mean, he just had it. And you can see it even in the still photographs. So the opportunity to have these two chances to hear, I mean, if you want to experience Liszt, you know, you could go here, Jeffrey Siegel play and talk about Liszt on the 22nd, and then you could hear Garrick Olson on March the 9th when he's at Mondavi, and you'd really come away with quite a lot of knowledge there. I mean, we should be running this as a little college course or something because it's such a good chance to hear all of this stuff.
All right. Well, and we have one more piece of sound advice here.
Merle Haggard is coming to the three stages
and
in Folsom
completely different.
On March the 5th and 6th. March the 5th happens to be someone's birthday that's in the room with you, David.
Oh, happy birthday.
I heard Merle at Mondavi Center back in 2009. And, you know, Merle is a oil industry beer drinking guy from Bakersfield. And in the 1960s, he was recording songs like Okie from Muskogee, and going to a place like UC Davis was, you know, there was a little bit of antipathy there between some student radicals and Merle Haggard in days like that. And Merle came out on the stage and looked at that big, full Mondavi Center audience, and he's just kind of going, wow, I'm here.
Yeah.
So I brought along a copy of his song Kern River, which is one of his really classic numbers. Let's hear a little of that.
All right.
There's a place called Mount Whitney from where the mighty Kern River comes down. Well, it's not deep nor wide, but it's a mean piece of water, my friend.
That's Merle Haggard, who's going to be at the
Three Stages in Folsom, March 5th and 6th.
All right. Well, Jeff Hudson, thanks for coming in and sharing all those with us.
My pleasure.
That's terrific. And we have a link to some of these recordings on our website, capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for this week. In place of Insight tomorrow, Capital Public Radio will present a special program, The Harlem Renaissance, Music, Religion, and the Politics of Race. I'm David Watts Barton. Insight's assistant producers are James Morrison and Lynn Weaver. Today's associate producer was Sasa Morar. Our technical director is Mark Jones. We had additional engineering help today by Robert Fraser in Washington, D.C. Our theme music was composed by Joe Gilman and Paul Conley, and Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'll never swim Kern River again. It was there I lost my best friend. Now I live in the mountains, I get up here with the wind. And I may drown in still water, but I'll never swim Kern River, oh, again.